It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, it's our latest episode of Loving the Strange called Loving Hot Wings, even when you're from New England. And as you can see, Sean's tongue is already out of his mouth.
It's always out, baby.
Because he's so excited about the hot wing experience.
I'm terribly excited.
So excited. All day long, Sean's been in a super good mood because hot wings and like happiness and spicy is all about the Farrar. That's Sean's last name, by the way. Not mine.
Right. Don't be telling everybody that.
No, I'm just kidding. Dude, everybody knows I'm Carrie Jones.
Anyways,
roll, Carrie if Jones. You are listening to us only via audio, I'm very happy for you because you don't have to witness us eating things.
Can you smell those hot wings right now?
Sean is leaving the video. All right. So Shawnee has real wings with real chicken in them. And I have vegan Sean.
Sorry.
We're not going to be judgmental about other people's food preferences. Sean has killed multitudes of chickens to do this podcast, whereas I have gone the vegan route and have chicken wings that are somehow made of peach puree and water.
Did you read the ingredients?
Yeah.
What was it?
Peach puree, water, wheat protein.
That's just what they look like too.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you. They don't look like crap. They look like responsible.
Like, hey, we're only doing 6 wings. I only killed 3 chickens.
There's a big bag of chicken wings in that freezer, baby. So Loving the Strange, first off, hi to Dee Harris, who is being so kind to show up and to say hi. But Loving the Strange is really about how people who are very, very different can love each other, but also about how, like, it's okay to love weird crap, like Bigfoot or hot spicy chicken wings or astral projection or UFOs or whatever, or feet.
Feet?
I don't know.
Chicken feet. Carrie loves fried chicken livers, by the way.
I do. I'm eating vegan chicken wings, but I do love the chicken livers. I don't know how. I'm from New Hampshire. John Bell says hello. And this whole podcast is supposed to be about people hopefully asking us random questions while we eat spicy chicken wings. And so, Sean, can you tell us about our first hot sauce?
I don't know. Did you line them up? You did line them up in order. Our first hot sauce. They're all rated 1 through 10. And this is a number 4. It's called Pirates. Ooh. Did you eat it already? It's called Pirate's Lantern. That's the first one, love.
So the four.
Did you start on the skinny end of their plate?
Yeah, how high does our level go?
Well, I said it was rated 1 through 10, but our highest one's an 11, so.
You liar.
No, that's really, it's rated. We buy all of our hot sauces from a company called Heatonist.com. What? I haven't even eaten yet.
I ate mine.
How about if you start talking? It wasn't that bad, was it?
Yeah, it's a little spicy. Like, it feels like my gums are all like, whoo, right here. Ugh. So Doug Marshall and John Bell and Dee Harris are all here, and they're all beautiful enough to comment and be kind. And Dee, ahead of the podcast, asked us, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? And I said that was the most horribly difficult comment question / ever, Dee, who I love. But it's so hard, because what does come first?
Well, it has to be the chicken.
No, I think it has to be the egg. Because I'm feeling, because I feel like via evolution, DNA molecules can mess up and create a chicken via the process of creating an egg. What? Well,
that was exactly kind of my point, was that a chicken had to evolve from something else, basically, right?
Yeah, and that's whatever the egg is. The egg has to happen for the chicken to be born, boo.
Well, that's, no. I guess that's kind of true.
Yeah.
Actually. Because no matter where the change takes place, it's going to come out of the egg, right?
If I'm already spicy come on. In my mouth,
you're a wimp.
Four, I'm from New Hampshire.
You've done this before. Don't tell me.
And I cried and I fell on the floor and I cried and I writhed around.
Because you put your fingers in your eyes.
Doug Marshall wants to know about the sperm and the question about the chicken and the egg. Mitch makes me wonder a little bit about Doug Marshall. But no,
he's leaning towards my side, actually.
So, anyways, trying to get back on track.
Yeah.
Doug Marshall and Sean behave. Doug actually also had a question for you. And what she was asking, if you liked your wings dry or wet. Doug is a dry wing man.
Well, just so happens that our wings are actually kind of, they're not very wet, are they?
I have not, fake
not that you
wings.
Have wings.
I have fake chicken wings.
But mine are not nasty, soaking wet. And it's all, it's like if
nasty?
You go to, it, well, if you go, if you let me talk. If you go to a restaurant, they dump your wings in a bowl and they add the sauce and then they just toss it around so they get soaking wet, actually. But it doesn't have to be that way. So, and mine are actually baked, not fried, because I didn't want to change the oil in our fryer later. But
so lazy.
Yeah, but they're just as good.
My word.
Let's go to number two, man. I want to see you whimper.
Can we first explain, like, what the Scoville scale is?
So, please do, baby.
All right. So the Scoville scale, which is really hard for someone like myself who slurs their S's to say, is a measurement of pungency, which basically means the spiciness of the heat of the chili peppers involved in creating the hot sauce, right? And so they create Scoville units or Scoville heat units to try to create a, I don't know, Shani, what would you call it? Like a
uniform measurement way so that you know that everything is, you know, it's not like inches and centimeters. You're talking about the same uniform measurement. So
like over 80,000 SHUs. Is, quote, very highly pungent. And then highly pungent is 25 to 70,000. Moderately pungent is 3 to 25,000. Mildly pungent is 7 to 3,000. Non-pungent is you're from New Hampshire, 0 to 700. And you're like, oh, it's so spicy. So.
Well, our last wing is 2 million.
What?
Yeah.
What's that mean? Wait.
2 million Scoville units.
Dude, our number four is like 8,000 million highly. Why are you trying to kill your New Hampshire-born wife?
Our number 10 is 680-something thousand. So I don't know. You'll be all right. You've done it before.
Yeah, and what happened?
Well, don't touch your eyes. You'll be all right. You touched your eye. Let's go to number two. I'm starving.
Oh, my God. The problem here is that we did not eat dinner today. Sean, tell us about number two.
I'm trying to line it up. Number two. I feel really bad. Like, stupid. I can't do this. It's hot Thai green hot sauce by Seed Ranch. And I don't have a Scoville. How is that?
It's yummy.
Yeah.
But it's making, like, all buzz right in front of, like, it's like you have teeth, right?
Hopefully.
If you're lucky. Yeah, if you're not living in the 1700s. You have these teeth. And like right in front of them like where your gum is, like here, it's buzzing. It's buzzing so hard, man. Do you like it? I think it's pretty yummy.
I think it's more mild than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But all the ratings are from the website of where we buy them from. So,
which is, do you want to give them a plug?
Honestly, I said it already. I said it already, but I'll say it again. It's Heatonist. HEATONIST.com.
So I grew up in a family where, all right. So I had a single mom. Like part of my family is Portuguese and they love the hot stuff, but that's not what like raised me. What raised me was a lovely woman named Betty Morse. And Betty Morse was adorable. And she was 5'2" and like awful sexy and adorable. And she was amazing. But she had really bland taste buds, right? And to my mom, you know, because she got divorced when I was really young, and then my stepdad died. And so there was no spice in our life. And to her, the El Paso taco sauce was way too much to handle. And she would only use a quarter of that sauce for the taco meat when you made tacos at night from the kid.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like,
you got to stop playing with those crackers, man. Get them situated. They're very noisy.
All right. So I have a giant cracker thing, but I also have, bread.
Oh, my God. I have nothing.
Because you're from Florida. And you're
that
hard.
Doesn't matter where I'm from.
You're tough AF, man. Like, come you on. Got, like, dude. You know it. You know how hard at butt you are. We have all these friends. Am I allowed to say this or am I going to alienate our friends?
Just don't use any names.
We're probably going to have to move away from Maine after this. But we have all these friends who meet up often. And they will bring hot sauce. And they'll be like, oh, man, this is the toughest, hottest crap ever. Excuse my language. And Sean will just be like, boom, 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 eat it. Turn around. Nothing happens. Because Sean is the pinnacle of masculine cool that most people can never be. But then I eat it. And they're like, oh, Carrie's going to cry. Carrie's going to cry. And then I don't cry. And then they all turn away and pretend it didn't happen.
Well, they do the same thing with me, but.
But you know it's true, babe. You know it's true.
You got a lot to live up to now for the rest of this podcast.
I know. I know. But to be fair, their hot sauce is like a 5 on our 1 to 10 scale.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah. Doug Marshall would like us all to know that hot sauce is maybe not a good choice for a first date if you're hoping for a kiss.
I like Doug's way of thinking, but
I love Doug's way of thinking.
As far as kissing.
Mm-hmm.
But
I feel like if you're both eating the hot sauce, it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's maybe better than garlic or Funyuns.
Well, if you're both eating those, then it doesn't matter either.
I don't know. I feel like you always feel the garlic.
No, that's because you feel it in yourself and you're worried about it.
Yeah, maybe.
But if you both have it, you can't do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you ready for number 3? No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sean's friend from his past life of Florida. John Bell says, you're going to cry with 2 mil. Got me calling Hooters now. I don't know what that means.
He's calling Hooters for wings.
Oh, I wish we had a Hooters, but we live out in rural redneck land and we have no Hooters here.
No, definitely not.
I've never gone to a Hooters.
It's because you'll never let me take you there.
Have you ever tried?
And you're like, oh, I don't want to go there. All those women running around. Those short shorts and tight shirts, you'd be looking at them.
I feel like I didn't know that they would be wearing short shorts and tight whatever.
They wear 80s styles, orange, butt hanging out shorts.
Really? That's adorable.
And Hooters tank tops. That's their uniform.
It sounds adorable, Shawnee.
I don't know.
If they're not feeling subjugated or oppressed, that's kind of cute.
I think they're feeling like they're making money.
That was kind of important part. All right.
Do you want to do number three?
I am so ready for number three.
Number three is rated at number 7. God, I can't get this right. And it's called Stargazer Hot Sauce.
The best name ever.
Yeah.
Does Stargazer have any other info there, Booth?
Stargazer has Scotch Bonnet and ghost peppers, which are hot, but it all depends on how much pepper they have in it. So go for the number three wing, Luff.
I have it here. And I would love anybody to tell me any questions that they would like us to ask, because I feel like that's part of the Hot Ones experience, right? Like, you're supposed to ask
us a question and we'll tell you the answer.
Mm-hmm. Ooh! Good.
What?
That was a whole new level. All right. I love how, if you're listening to just the audio, you don't get to see this, which is probably lucky of you. But I'm like, cover my mouth while I chew. And Sean's like, oh my God.
My lips are sealed, just like the Go-Go's. My lips are sealed while I chew. Whereas you've got bread hanging out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so hot.
No.
I have the hiccups now.
She'll touch her eyes soon. Don't worry, folks.
I'm not going to touch my eyes. This is hell. Oh, no.
Come on, baby.
I found this really interesting article that I'm going to try to talk about prior to the fact. Oh, God. Prior to when I can't talk anymore.
You can do it. Babe, there's hot sauce on your napkin. Keep it away from your face. Don't go above your nose with a napkin.
My nose is running. What was the last one? What number was it?
Number 7 out of 10.
Look at my face, baby. There's waters in my eyes, man.
What's the story you were going to tell there?
I can't tell it because my nose is too busy watering. And
your nose is watering?
Yeah, and my eyes are watering, and I have hiccups. But so there's this.
You have really, plenty to drink over there. Drink some.
It's alcohol, and I don't want to drink alcohol. Okay, so there's
drink some of your wine.
So there's this website called Secret Aardvark, and the link will be in our podcast notes at carriejonesbooks.com, and it's all about why people like hot sauce. And it says, quote, hot sauce is having a moment. And it's definitely having a moment in my mouth.
Lucky hot sauce.
And the reason that people like hot sauce is what?
Jacqueline said, take a drink. Take a drink. God. Thank you, Jacqueline. Now the gimlet's gone. You can drink some wine after.
I'm gonna die here.
Finish your story.
This is why you should have done the research for this podcast. You're so much tougher than mine. Yeah.
You're like a drunk at a dive bar.
It's so bad.
It's not bad.
It's bad inside my mouth, Farrar.
You have three more to go that are much worse than that.
Oh, why do you want to hate me? Why do you hate me like that? So anyway,
I don't.
The question is, what Oh my God. Why do people like hot sauce? Number one, according to the site, Secret Aardvark, is you're a thrill seeker.
Go. I'm waiting.
Do you feel Number like two. A thrill? Are you feeling like a thrill seeker?
No, I love the taste of it.
Okay. Paul Rosen of the University of Pennsylvania found a correlation, according to this website, that says that people who enjoy roller coasters, I can't even talk, enjoy spicy food.
No, I freaking hate roller coasters.
And I love them. So this makes no sense.
Here's my outlook on hot sauce. It's like coffee or beer or wine or liquor. Or I don't know what else, but it's all about the nuances. It's not all about the heat. Mm-hmm. It's about the flavor mm-hmm. that they can put in there with the heat. And some people are masters of it.
Okay, can I just talk about Paul's thing?
Oh, sure. If you can talk.
I don't know if I can. So, quote, in the 1982 study, Rosen calls enjoying spicy food, quote, benign masochism.
But it's not.
It is, course, for people it's about, like me.
It's about the nuance of the flavor.
Mm-hmm. He right? says.
It's like eating offal or offal.
So he says, quote, eating spicy food literally tricks your brain into thinking you're in pain. I'm in pain right now. Rosen also points out that humans are the only known animal. I can't talk without hiccuping. But he says that we are the only known animals that eat spicy food because we like the taste. Do you like the taste?
I love the taste.
Your sensations.
I don't love the flavor of all hot sauces.
All right, number two.
That's why I say it's about the nuance.
All right, so number two is that you have a high sensitivity to rewards. A 2013 study found a positive correlation that like spicy food and sensitivity to reward. Stop laughing at me.
I can't help it.
Oh my God. So if you're sensitive to punishment, quote, you like think, ooh, spicy food. That's going to hurt me in the short term, but in the long term, I'll feel cool.
No, that's more like how I feel about a spanking. I'm just kidding. It fit, though.
You hate me. Number three is you want to prove your manliness or you're super competitive. And I think we see this in one of those friends networks where we hang out every week or so. Like, it's like a competitive thing to be like, ooh, look at you. You're so manly. You can handle that hot sauce. And that's really frustrating with Sean. Because Sean can handle that damn hot sauce. And Sean is, ridiculously manly all the freaking time without trying. And, like, it's so frustrating. Jackie, I appreciate the fact that you say I'm hot and tipsy.
She is hot and tipsy.
I freaking love you.
Anyways.
But Sean is hot and manly. And I'm like, dude. And, like, he will just stand there. Look, I can't talk, honey. You got to have to take over this podcast. But like,
I can't.
Sean will just stand there and he'll be like, oh yeah, he'll boom, 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 boom. Ate it. Oh, you want to give me a maggot in pickled worm juice? Fine. No, I'll eat it.
Those were mealworms, baby.
Whatever. You ate it for $25. And he just does it and he's just chill.
I think it was $5.
That's sad, honey.
If you say 25, it makes it sound worth it.
Yeah. And Jackie says what I believe, which is there is no flavor when you have hiccups.
Well, there's no nothing when you have hiccups.
Fiona says the same thing.
John Bell has put up a story, by the way.
Okay. We'll get to John Bell's story. Hold on. Let me get there. So John Bell says, Sean, read it because you don't have hiccups.
I remember our first trip to Hooters when we were all were legal to drink. I don't know if that was true, but Wingnut said he could eat the hottest. Wingnut was a friend of ours. Shorty, that was me, said, I'll bet ya. They have a wing there called 3 Mile Island because, you know, that's like the nuclear power plant reaction failure. And after a few, Wingnut had to go to the bathroom and said he quits. So I did not pay for the wings. Did you just eat another one?
I ate the rest of my last one.
What? You just ate the rest of your last one? You cheat.
I can't live this way, honey.
Oh, my God. We need to go down to Florida so we can go to Hooters.
I don't know if I want... Is there even a Hooters in Maine?
No, there's not. Get the bread out of your mouth.
I'm dying.
All right, let's move on to number 4. Come on.
I'm going to die.
This will take us 3 hours if you don't.
Okay, just go, man, go.
Number 4 is rated at a 9. And it's called The Widowmaker. And it really doesn't say much else. It says 15 out of 10, but it's not because it's only a 9. Okay?
I feel like it should be The Widower Maker.
No, I've had... Oh, maybe. Yeah. But I've had it before, and it's not that bad. You can handle it, love.
I'm in.
Are you eating now? Oh, sweet. All right, let me get caught up here.
This one's not so bad. It has a nice... Oh, hiccup. Tastiness?
Well, see, the really good sauces, they start off slow.
Oh, God, and I'm going to die.
And then they come up from behind and just ram your butt. Like
your butt?
Well, no, that was a bad analogy, but... Yeah, see? Come on, baby, you can do it.
I can't. I'm so hungry. And all I have are these 6 little chicken wings.
They're not even wings.
Okay, so for those of you who are only listening to the audio of this podcast, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it really must suck to only listen to the audio.
Another reason people are into hot, spicy things is that, according to the secret art part, as you've been exposed to it for years.
Yeah.
They say, quote, and again, we will cite all of this in our podcast notes.
If you survive.
I'm not going to survive. They say, you've been exposed to it for years. Moving away from the psychology of hot sauce, a lot of people like spicy food because they've been exposed to it for a long time.
I think that's very true.
If you grew up in a family or a culture that likes hot sauce and adding it to food, chances are you're going to like that into adulthood. That was not my culture. You might find that all food tastes bland without a little heat. Or you might turn to hot sauce when you want to add a little more comfort with your meal.
My dad used to put Tabasco on the popcorn when I was a kid, so maybe I did grow up that way.
I think you did. I have this really big memory.
Not John. Steve Boucher. Not till later.
He was really rude and said Carrie just had a butt ram. Probably just got us an explicit rating on our podcast.
She's got 2 more ramens to go, don't worry.
Oh, to heck with all of you boys. Oh, anyways, I have this. All right, so I was married before Sean.
I was married before you. Imagine okay. That.
But when I was married before Sean, my little cutie daughter, who was in 7th grade at the time, we were all at this place in Florida, in Stuart, Florida. And we were like, I was with my hoity-toity husband and his hoity-toity family. And it was, I think, called Conky Joe's. How do you say that in Florida?
Conk, not conchy.
I didn't say conch. I said conch.
That's how they used to say it. Don't. I taught you the right way. It's not conch. It's conk.
All right. So we were at this restaurant called Conky Joe's.
Don't embarrass yourself, woman.
And they had this soup bisque.
Had that. It was good.
Yes. Okay.
And it's conch chowder.
All right. So you got a 9 and Emmy, my little cute. Cutie face daughter. She's in seventh grade. She's brilliant. Adorable. Yeah. And we're all at this thing with all these hoity-toity people. And my ex-husband's dad had been in charge of a health insurance company. And he's like, we're up eating and throwing on the sherry on top of the conch chowder.
Conk! I'm going to divorce chowder. You.
You cannot divorce me over how you say conk. Yeah. And anyways, it's like putting Tabasco on it because it's kind of boring. And his dad, my ex-husband's dad, says, you know, only people in prison put Tabasco sauce on top of things to make it spicy.
Only cool people do.
And I swear to God, Emmy, who was like seventh grade at the time, you know, like her eyes were like, you are such a mofo. Like, she, like, I have no idea how she didn't give everybody at that table the finger. But she's like, it's boring. And that's the beauty of hot sauce, right? Like, it makes things less boring.
Heck yeah, it does. It makes them exciting and wonderful. Hey, John Bell said to give you some milk. Do you want some milk? She hates milk, John Bell.
I hate milk. It makes me feel sick. But I feel like right now I could totally handle some milk.
You want me to bring you some?
No. Because then I'll have to talk through the podcast without you.
For 2 seconds.
It's too long. Two seconds literally, is too long, man.
Like 10 seconds, I can get you milk. You want milk?
No, I want to just move on go to number 5.
You want
to
tough it out, huh?
Yeah.
It's wing number 5.
It's not my fault that I grew up in New Hampshire. You know that, right? Like,
yeah, you could have run away and come down to Florida.
If I had known you were there, Boo, I totally would have.
Does sniffing the bread help your mouth?
I would have stolen you away. Yes. I would have stolen you away from your Florida girlfriends and like.
Does sniff. Do you want me to bring you some milk, baby?
For those of you who cannot see me right now because you're only listening to the audio, I am sniffing bread. It is a French baguette.
Our next wing is a 10 out of 10.
I don't know how I'm going to survive that.
Our last one is an 11 out of 10.
So let me ask you this question. Yeah. Carrie, you are so nice. How do you handle being married to Sean?
You made that up.
I did not make that up.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Because I'm nice, too. I just offered to bring you milk. I just offered to bring you milk, Wimpy. You're doing pretty good for a girl.
From New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Very white girl from New Hampshire. Oh, my God. My mother would have died by now.
Hey, let me ask you a question. In response to your question.
Yeah, I'm going to eat the rest of my wing, yeah.
When's the last time you did laundry?
What the kind of question is that, man?
You I'm said, why am I... Well, fine. I'll be the bitch. That's horrible. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You really should. That was a misogynistic, sexist statement right there where everybody's going to be like, oh, she shouldn't stay married to him.
It's not misogynistic or sexist.
What?
I haven't done the floors in forever. You should be
right. And you really need to do the floors, buddy. You need to do the floors.
It's not like I don't work.
Whatever. Loving the Strange, the podcast, is supposed to be about loving people who are the opposite of you. So I think...
You can't get much opposite than this. I'm not whispery Steve Boucher.
What?
He said, when I get all whispery.
Okay, so Steve Boucher said in the chat, you know it's getting weird when Sean gets all whispery. And I have to agree with Steve.
I was just letting you have your benefit of the doubt. Your glory moment.
And Doug Marshall said, and I think
that's
an absolute truth that Steve Boucher could understand, is that in my New England upbringing, spaghetti was considered exotic.
That's pretty funny.
Like my mom was not Portuguese, and the only time I ever had anything interesting was with the Portuguese side of my family. And my mom, God bless her soul, because she's dead AF.
Not just dead. She's dead as fuck. Sorry.
John! You can't use this word. Oh, my God.
I can so. You can just put an explicit label on this podcast.
No, because we're live and Facebook's going to get all mad at us.
Anyways. I haven't seen anybody under the age of 18 on this thing here.
Anyways. As I said before, my mom thought that taco seasoning was too spicy in an El Paso taco kit. You know, like she used like a half to a quarter. And all my like Portuguese aunts and everybody were like, what is wrong with this woman? Like, you know, spice is important and it's beautiful and it's amazing. And I had this uncle who was Lebanese, and I got all these cool influences. But my mom was like, ham is spicy. Ham is too much for me.
I'm sorry, baby.
It was hard. It was hard growing up, man. It's hard.
All right, number five. Are you ready?
No.
Here you are. Number five is rated at a number 10 out of 10. And it's called Dawson's Hot Sauce Triple X Ghost Pepper Mash. And there it is. And once again, all these are available on Heatnest. Who is not paying us one penny for giving them all this promo?
Dude, this one's going whatever. Okay.
What? Mm. I must have not have put enough on there for you. Mm-mm. Maybe it's a slow burn. Let's see what happens.
Shani, do you want to ask me something that I'm forced to answer because we're on a live podcast? Because no one's asking any questions.
I know.
It's just really depressing.
I think I know all the answers, though. That is so flavorful, but it's definitely not a 10, is it?
No, I don't feel a 10 at all. Like,
unless it's like a 3-minute slow burn.
I feel like number 4 was spicier than that one. I'm not even hiccuping right now.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you got over that.
To be fair, my mom right now, God bless her soul, because she is dead and she just had a dead person birthday on March 30th.
A dead person birthday. We had a dead person cake that day.
We did. Yay, celebrate the dead mom. But she would be dying right now. And I think that's so interesting, like how your taste buds adapt to what you're used to. Sean's just gnawing on that chicken bone. It's kind of gross to watch.
I'm hungry.
D.A. Harris says, I got a question about favorite movie. Sean, what's your favorite movie, boo?
No, that's for you.
I'm chewing right now.
So was I when you asked.
Mm.
I don't have a favorite movie. Let me think real quick. Man, I really don't have a favorite movie. Oh, I'm like a pop culture black hole. Like,
mm-hmm.
I hate popular stuff. Just.
Do you think you hate it just as a reaction because you feel like you're not popular enough to like the pop culture stuff?
No, not at all. I feel it's like. It's like when I was down in Florida and I was working at the hospital as a valet car parker, and Dan Marino pulls up, and the guy I'm working with is like, oh my God, you got a Parker's car? Because I'm like pooping myself right now. It's Dan Marino.
Wait, who's Dan Marino, football guy?
Yeah, he was a quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. He never won a Super Bowl, but he was like one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, whatever. It's Dan Marino. Who cares? I don't care about celebrities or pop culture. See, it's a slow burn. It's really slow. It's coming on you, isn't it? Because I can feel it
Shut
in my
up,
mouth.
Sean.
I can feel it in my mouth. It's coming so hard, I can feel it in my mouth.
That sounds really wrong.
What's your favorite movie, Carrie Elizabeth?
Gotcha.
Really?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That movie that nobody knows about?
No, I mean, I don't care because I'm not about being cool. Gotcha was a movie in 1985 in which... Don't laugh.
I'm laughing already.
And oh, I can't breathe. Anthony Edwards and Linda Fiontero, I don't remember how to say her name, were like these that headliners. And Jonathan was like, he played this game called Gotcha with his fellow college students. And like, it was supposed to be like, oh, assassin like game. And eventually he goes to Europe on spring break or something. And they're like, ooh, you're good at Gotcha. Maybe you could be an assassin. And that's how it goes.
Yeah.
And it was the best movie ever.
Wait, did you skip Jacqueline's question? I'm not afraid of either one.
Okay, Jacqueline asked, because Sean forgets that people only hear this audioly, more afraid of spiders or snakes? And Sean said, what did you say, baby? Because I already forgot.
I am not afraid of either one. No,
I'm just saying.
I had tons of snakes as a kid for pets. And spiders are just spiders. So how is it going this household, hon? For spiders.
I put them on a piece of paper and I bring them outside.
Close. Okay, so our oldest daughter and probably our youngest don't like spiders. So they're always like, oh, mommy, mommy.
They're screaming involved.
They never ask me. They ask Carrie. So Carrie's like, oh, let me get a glass and a piece of paper so I can get it outside alive. So yeah,
because
she's like,
that's what you do to take care of the spiders.
And she does that. But then she's like, oh, my God, Sean, I hurt the spider. And the paper's on the floor, the spider's under the glass, and I have to carry it outside and let it go.
I get worried that I've hurt them. I'm more worried about hurting the spiders than being afraid of the spiders.
You do a great job, love. You really do. You don't hurt them. I grab them with toilet paper and flush them down the toilet.
In general, I would say if I didn't live in Maine, I'd be more afraid of snakes. But since we have no venomous snakes in Maine, I'm pretty chill about them.
Let's go down this list of questions real quick.
I thought Jackie's question was good. All right.
It is. We answered it.
All right. Doug Marshall asked, how far apart are you two while doing this podcast? And I would like to say not far apart enough.
Not as far apart as we sleep.
That's not true.
No, not at all.
We're one of those annoying couples who's always touching.
Yeah,
we don't seem really lovey dovey. But
we're not cuddling, she's got a leg draped across me or something.
Yeah, we're always touching. Like even if we're like on the couch watching like Bucky and Winter Soldier or whatever the real name of that is on Marvel, like. Our legs are always touching, or my foot is on his lap. And his
but that's,
foot hands.
That's nothing to do with the podcast.
Okay, when whatever.
So when we're doing the podcast, we're probably like...
Come, my mouth's on fire.
We're as the crow flies, as they say, we're 15 feet apart. But there's a door between us, because I'm in the dining room and she's in our office. But if we don't have that door separation, we get this bad reverb. So.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. I touched my eye.
Oh, you silly girl.
You were going to call me stupid.
I was because you did this.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I cannot do anything but laugh at you.
Oh,
all right. Next question.
I can't read it. Oh.
I'll read it to you.
All right, I'm gonna just scroll down. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Do you want like a wet paper towel with your milk?
I can't see.
With your milk?
No, I don't have milk. Oh, god.
I'll bring you both is my point.
You're the best husband ever, but no.
I know. Okay, zombie apocalypse or alien invasion?
Oh, zombie apocalypse.
Hell yeah.
Hell.
They're much easier to kill.
Yeah. Like, I feel like in a zombie invasion, you're like headshot, they're dead. But an alien invasion, you don't know what's going on. You know what superpowers they have.
They
you
might
don't
take
know
you
their
up
intent.
For an anal probe.
You don't know anything. D, that was
hey,
a really
you
good
have
question.
Hot sauce on that paper towel, on that napkin. Get it off of your eye.
It's not as bad as my hand, baby.
Get it off of your eye. You've wiped your
hands
on it.
I can't.
Why can I not talk common sense into you?
John Bell says.
She won't convulse. But
at least Sean has medic training. If Carrie starts convulsions.
All right,
I feel like that might be soon, John.
I'm going to leave for this for 1 second, okay?
No, you can't leave because I can't even see, and we're in charge of a podcast.
Your eye is open. It's much better than last time. You didn't open your eye for like 12 minutes.
Harris, it says there's plenty of something in Georgia, and I'm not sure if it's zombies
snakes.
Or aliens or poisonous snakes.
Venomous snakes.
I feel like Walking Dead.
Get your hand away from your eye, please.
It hurts, baby.
You're good. You're good. It's open. It's open. How?
Anyways.
We have snakes. There's just no venomous ones. All...
Yeah,
get your hand away from your eye.
I can't help it. So Maine is beautiful because we don't have venomous snakes and we don't really have venomous spiders unless they come in a shipment.
No, we do. We do. We have black widows and we have brown recluse spiders too.
I thought... Those only showed up in
no,
bad it, Walmart shipments of stuff.
No, they live here.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure as my hair is short.
I'm more of, all right, if the thing is snakes, spiders, zombies gonna win for me.
You'd rather have zombies?
Yeah. Because they're big.
Right, yeah.
Like, they can't sneak up on you, those zombies. Like, no matter what Walking Dead and all, and like, you know, the X thing that guy wrote. Like, I feel like zombies are obvious. Zombies. I can't even say the word because I can't talk anymore.
Have you been drinking?
No, I've been hot saucing. But like, zombies, and they can't sneak. Spiders. And
they can't
snakes.
What?
They can't sneak.
Oh, I thought you said they can't snake.
They can't snake, no, either. Hold on, let me get to my trash roots and I'll be like, yeah, no, they can't snake, no, either. But, like, yeah. There's no evil snakes in Maine. It's part of the beauty of Maine. Doug Marshall says, you probably have timber rattlers. They have them in upstate New York. And I have to say, as much as I love you, Doug Marshall.
We do not.
No, we do not. Maine is like Ireland, and there are no venomous snakes here. We did not have a saint to, like, call to them and walk them out of the country, but...
I do that.
I could see you. Sean really loves snakes.
Jacqueline, don't buy bananas at Walmart currently. They suck.
Okay, we've been buying bananas. That sounds like I feel like I want to go into the Gwen Stefani song right here about bananas.
You can't spell bananas.
B-A-N-A. All right, but the bananas we've been getting lately at Walmart are disgusting.
They're not nearly as sweet as they should be, and they're really, really mealy tasting, the consistency was.
Like, if you peel them and you look at the insides, I know this is a tangent, but I want to warn everyone in the Hancock County, County area. Shut up, Sean. The Hancock County area. The bananas at Walmart are really bad right now.
It's because they pick them so green so they can make it all the way up here into the friggin' almost the Arctic Circle.
Shawnee.
I'm moving back to Florida. What?
We got to find a house. Okay, before we move to Florida. So, do you want to tell everyone about our last?
Oh, yeah? You ready for that? All right.
This is the worst podcast we've ever had.
No, it's not.
This Babe, I best. Feel like it's the worst.
Why? Because you're dying?
Well, A, because it touched my eye. But yeah. My eye has rebounded. B, because yeah, there's not really any narrative going on. Like, there's no, like,
fluidity. Oh, there's plenty of narrative.
There's no narrative.
Carrie's drunk. Don't listen to her. So this one is...
I just have hiccups from...
Out of 10, this is an 11. And it's called The Last Dab XXX. And if you've ever watched the show Hot Ones, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, I recommend that you do. It's quite entertaining.
I'm going to die.
What?
I'm going to die.
Is it hot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I'd let you check it out first.
I'd like to say that despite the fact that I'm a writer, no one has asked a single writing question.
Well, maybe that's not popular right now.
Because writing's boring. I feel like writing's boring. Dude, this one wasn't that bad.
Better wait.
I have chewed. Oh, I have swallowed. Sean is gnawing away at that chicken bone in a kind of disgusting way. Florida. He's chewing. He's shrugging. Honestly, that was kind of like the least for me.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense.
So far.
And it does. Oh, wait.
I told you, so far. Just hold on, baby.
I'm not going to make it.
Not all of these things are immediate reaction.
I'm really afraid of going to the bathroom tomorrow.
The real crafty ones, they hang back a little bit. And they let your ego build. And then they come up on you.
I don't have an ego. I've had a really bad day today. He laughs. Look at him laugh at my bad day.
You have not.
You had
a bad afternoon.
I had a bad hour.
Yeah, there you go. A bad hour. And we're 13, 14 hours into it.
All right. Have any of you ever had a relative that you're just like want to shake up the finger at and never talk to again? Because that is my life this afternoon.
We did. We gave them a finger.
And Sean gave them the finger. And then block them.
I gave them the text finger. Via text.
Which makes me love Sean even more. Even more.
That's but not that hot.
The last one?
Yeah.
I know. I feel like the last dab isn't as sexy as it should be.
Man.
But I'm wondering if I'm getting Cardassian lips. Like.
From the hot sauce?
Yeah. Like, are my lips getting bigger as we go through? Yeah.
I think the real question is if your butt's getting bigger.
It's not. I'm sadly deficient in the butt world.
Well, listen, don't touch your eyes.
I touched it once, but it recovered.
You did great with that. Hey.
One time Shawnee and I did hot sauce things and I fell on the floor and writhed around because it was so bad.
Oh, she got it in her eye so bad.
It was terrible.
And I just kept eating.
He did. He just like sat at the table, watched me on the floor.
Until she hit the butt. I mean the butt. I was reading Doug's post. Until she hit the floor, then I got her a nice wet towel to put on.
No, he did it. It was like 5 minutes into it.
I've got the video to prove it, love.
I have the video as well.
Okay. We'll put it on here. Well, come. It's not hot.
It is a little spicy.
No, I'm really disappointed in the last step. We better get a new bottle.
I would like to say that I feel very manly right now.
And Doug, you're right. Kardashian butts are disgusting.
No, we're not going to say that about female bodies. But anyways, I feel really proud of myself by the fact that I made it through.
Yeah, me too. You did great. I was expecting a lot more drama.
I didn't have any milk. I only had this giant loaf of bread.
Did you even eat anything off of it?
I had a bite. I shoved it in my mouth at one point when I had the hiccups. But for a New Hampshire girl, I'm feeling real strong.
I'm proud of you. What are we gonna do next week, love?
I don't know, but we need a little bit more participation.
We had plenty. I love everybody that was here tonight.
Well, that's because they're all awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
We had plenty of participation.
But nobody put you in the ringer. Nobody was like, Sean.
Me?
Yeah. No one was like, Sean, what's it like to be Sean?
Oh, it sucks. Well, I cannot read that at all.
I know. Somebody just sent us a comment in either Israeli, Hebrew, or Arabic, and I cannot read it. But I'll put it through the translator later. But I appreciate it.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Skinwalkers?
Yes. Jackie wants us to talk about skinwalkers, and I will do that.
We watch Skinwalker Ranch.
No, not that. Oh.
What? What else is there?
There's so many other Skinwalker things. Nancy just asked, I accidentally had my homeschool group of kids use spicy yellow peppers instead of sweet ones to learn about seeds, and there was chaos.
What's wrong, baby?
I got spiced.
Hey, I know you have an MFA in writing and stuff, but yeah. That's a statement, not a question.
Okay. But- Why do you gotta hate on me like that? I love imagining Nancy's like homeschool group.
Me too. And I'm
sorry.
Because
that's something I do.
I'm sorry that happened. But I sure wish my ghost peppers and my Carolina Reapers would sprout.
Oh no, something got in my eye.
Did you touch your eyes again?
No, it's like the vibe of it.
Keep your eye. No, get your hands away from your eyes. You can't touch your eyes with your hands at all. She is pretty tough, but she doesn't learn about that she can't touch her eyes with
life
her hands.
Is hell. Life is just hell.
Only if but you touch your eyes.
Babe, why don't you do a wrap up so we can have
do
this
a wrap
podcast
up?
So I can fall on the floor and cry.
You won't do she won't do that, folks. She's tough. She's tough as nails.
I will.
She's tough as nails. No, you won't. You did a good job. So what are we gonna skinwalkers? Wait, I want to hear more about skinwalkers real quick. Are we gonna do it next week? Next week? What's a skinwalker?
Dude, how do you not know that?
Tell me real quick.
It's like, well, you don't want to call them Wendigos because that's cultural appropriation, but it's
it's a Native American thing.
It can be, but it is across cultures, and we can totally talk about that next week.
Can we safely?
It doesn't involve touching your eyes, so I think it's okay.
I'm just trying to drag this out, baby.
I just edited a whole entire book in which...
Get your hands away from your eyes!
I'm touching them with the wrist.
It doesn't matter. Don't touch them. Period.
Breathe.
All right.
Breathe.
Thank you all for putting up with our silliness tonight.
Being hanging out with us. Yeah, if you want more intellectual stuff, listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
Maybe.
We don't care.
Come back next week. We're going to do something fun again. I don't know what it is yet.
Skinwalkers, dude.
Is it skinwalkers?
And possibly sour stuff.
Man, that just sounds so naughty.
I'm kind of in love with Jackie, man.
Skinwalkers and sour stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Like and share and
all of
stuff.
You.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Yeah. But mostly thanks for like making our 7 to 8 p.m. moment of Friday better than it would have been without you.
Carrie will be okay. Don't worry. She won't die from the hot
sauce.
Dude,
I'm not going to be okay. I'm from New Hampshire.
Till tomorrow morning.
Let's just like get a grip here. You know it's true.
You'll be all right, baby.
Never, never all right.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.